This morning I want to share a little bit about an experience that about 12 of us had from our parish of going to the National Eucharistic Congress a couple weeks ago, which was all focused on the glory of God, the presence and true presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. And to experience that with 60,000 other Catholic men and women who came to do just that, glorify the Lord God, and to experience that with all the people together was incredible. There are many things that were incredible, and I don't have enough time to talk about them today, but just a few things that really struck my heart. One, of those 60,000 people, there were 1,200 priests, 206 bishops, 670 deacons, about 800 seminarians, and over 1,000 religious sisters, brothers that were all together. And to see all of the clergy together like that was incredible. But what gave the most incredible hope was all of those seminarians. And to see them, those young men, full of life, and that's the future. There's hope in our church. It was beautiful. And then to see the families. There were a lot of young families there with babies. It was incredible to see all of us together worshiping and praying and glorifying God all in one place. And I'll share a little bit more with that as we go through the homily. These readings that we just heard are glorious. They are the most precious gift God can give us, and He shows us His love in so many ways. Starting with Exodus, where the Israelites are interesting, aren't they? They are freed from Egypt, and they see all these wonderful signs, and they complain. But they're hungry. You can't blame them, right? What does God do? He feeds them. He promises to feed them, but He gave a little bit of a rule to go with those feedings. Only collect each day what you need for that day. And as time moves forward, the Israelites got less trusting. They disobeyed God. They collected more than what they needed. Why did they lose trust? I think all of us have an example of that in our own lives. It's hard to maintain that if we don't focus on Christ day in and day out. But God continued to feed them for those 40 years that they were in the desert. In the gospel, Jesus Christ is given to us. Father God sends and comes to us as His Son and gives us our eternal reward, our eternal food for our spiritual life, Jesus Christ Himself. In the Eucharist, every day we come to Mass, we receive Jesus in His body and in His blood to redeem us, to give us hope, to give us the spiritual fuel we need to go out into the world to do what we need to do. When we were at the Eucharistic Congress, as we came to the end of the Congress, the message of sending out and going was to go out to change the world. But you can't change the world unless you change yourself. So I'm challenging all of you, all of us here. We need to change to be able to be better people in Christ. We're human. We falter. We have things that keep us from getting closer to Christ. Father Mike Schmitz was one of the speakers that had a very impactful talk that hit me pretty straight. And that is, there are things in our lives that keep us from God. Fire extinguishers is what he talked about. Meaning, what fire out there? Jesus is the light. What's putting the light out? What's keeping me from coming closer to Christ? The second reading that Paul is giving this instruction to the Ephesians talks very heavily about this as well. And he talks about you got to get rid of the old. You got to get rid of the deceit. You got to get rid of the anger and the things that keep us from being close to Christ. We live in a world today that's not very healthy. The secular world out there is 100% about self, me, myself, and I. Our political world is incredibly divided, which has divided the world, which has divided the church. And we need to get away from all of that, and we need to focus on a relationship with Christ. Put on the new, as Paul says in the Ephesians. How do we do that? how are some of the things we can help ourselves become stronger in Christ? One, when we receive Jesus, he's not coming into us. He's bringing us into him to be closer to him, to be more like him. If we all just took the time week after week just to read the readings before we come to Mass, I guarantee you there will be a change in your life. God will speak to you in a different way because you'll have a little bit more of a preparation for the Mass itself to help you become closer to him. Bishop Barron had his address that was very powerful, as it always is, but one thing that really rang out to me, he talked about there are 70 million Catholics in the United States of America today, and if every one of us acted as Christ wants us to act, in love and kindness and caring, we could change the world. What was incredible about the experience of being at this Congress was to be with 60,000 people. Every night we ended with Eucharistic adoration. And when Jesus entered into the stadium, we were in Lucas Oil Stadium, dead silent. Even the babies and the children got silent for a few minutes, but that immediate moment, to see that and to experience 50,000+ people all glorifying God in one place was just incredible. And he said, if we go out, if we first change ourselves and then go out and be better for others, we can help one by one make this world a better place to live. Amen.